Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman gave birth to two twins, but they both have different fathers. This can happen, but it's extremely rare. She's a muff magician. Also, why do you think the head of a penis is shaped the way that it is? So that it can take the other man's baby matter out. I think this actually happened in Brazil someplace. It's possible and called a super fecundation, when women release multiple ova and each ova is fertilized by different sperm. Optics looks like something needs to be done about the racist British countryside, because this woman is complaining that it's 98% white. They want enrichment everywhere. Why won't immigrants just move to rural areas? Because they get their government benefits in the cities, and in the country they have to work hard to survive. Plus, if the whites can't have cities for themselves, then at least they can have the country. But the enemies of Western civilization don't seem to want them to have either. Number three, apparently a survey finds that married men are happier than unmarried men. But by the looks of it, only if these men are AI generated. This is insulting to men. Men are happier single with their peace. Women are insufferable alone without a partner to make miserable. Their joy comes from causing a man pain and suffering. But seriously, men are happier getting married in their 20s, and the older we get, the less we want to get married. And for women, it's the opposite. Moving on, just my luck that I moved to Florida at the same time Alaska's actually warmer. Looks like I brought the cold with me. A few days later, it eventually warmed up. But I still can't go out or my allergy to cold kicks in. It has to be 23 to 24 degrees Celsius or 73 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit in order for me to go outside without breaking out in hives. And if that happens, then it leads to a chain reaction that triggers my psoriasis to flare up. If I stay indoors and the humidity is low, then it also causes it to flare up. In Canada, the temperature is only good for about 4 months in the year. Number five, if you go to Heathrow Airport, this is what greets you when you get there. Looks like the place has fallen to enrichment. She's a jockey and it looks like she's got a massive camel toe. Is this really hard to believe when King Charles also dressed up like this? You'd think that when you arrive in London, you'd be greeted by those famous guards in red with those big black furry hats, and not camel toe jockeys. It makes people think they got off at the wrong airport. Up next is trans woman and her female partner say they're expecting a kid. As far as I'm concerned, this is just being straight with extra steps. Unfortunately, someone needs to tell that man that the fake vagina doesn't belong on his face. I feel sorry for that kid because if it's a boy, his two mothers are definitely going to encourage him to transition. These two individuals are just chasing attention. That's all I see when I look at this. Number seven, China put more pollution into the air in 8 years than the UK did since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. And yet we're being told that it's cow farts that are destroying the planet. What no one is talking about is this. All the flights at any given moment. Because the sacred cow for rich people are their airplanes. They want to keep on flying, but they need to convince you to give up your car and ride a bike instead. Hypocrisy much. Moving on, here's a story about actual Hollyweird incest. Martin Lawrence's daughter and Eddie Murphy's son are expecting their first child together. Imagine the pressure you must experience to succeed if these two guys are your grandfathers. Then again, you probably won't even care because you won't have any interest in watching their films. Meanwhile, Murphy and Lawrence will probably hope their kid becomes the greatest comedian of all time. Number 9, what a strange thing to do is Canada seals vaccine injury reports for another 15 years. Makes you wonder what they're trying to cover up. This sounds like an obstruction of justice case. The government was probably paid off by Pfizer and all the other jab producers. This is just them burying the truth until it no longer matters. In 15 years, no one will even remember the pandemic, and when they unseal the records, a whole new generation of young people won't care about something that happened 20 years ago. Up next, check out Kelly Osbourne with her man hands. This looks like the latest unwanted side effect from Ozempic. It's a side effect that no one asked for, but the people paid for. Obviously, this is exaggerated for size, but take a look at the unaltered photo and the hands look exactly like this. This happens when you have rapid weight loss from medication, and it's not just caused by Ozempic. Hands have less fat, so even a small loss of fat there makes your bones and veins more visible. Number 11, if Christopher Nolan's film is any good, I don't care if Helen of Troy is played by a purple ostrich. But the place where this really falls apart is when you think about who would actually go to war and die for whatever the hell that is in the bottom right. They might as well call it Helen of Detroit. What I'm really looking forward to after this one is Martin Luther King played by a white man that kind of looks like Kevin Costner. Moving on, this Indian nurse in Canada named Love Preet forged a signature to get thousands of dollars worth of narcotics worth almost 60 grand on the street. She lost her nursing license. Do you believe that scamming is in the genes of Jeets, or is it just a random occurrence? I don't think it's in their DNA, but it's definitely in their culture, which is a scamming culture with shame-based morality. That's not compatible with our high-trust societies. Number 13, and speaking of Jeets, in Italy, Meloni ran as a right-wing politician, promising to be anti-immigration, only to win and then betray everyone. Is anyone really surprised that a politician lied? But it's actually a decent plan. With self-employment visas, digital nomad visas, and other visas where you have to show proof of income of 30,000 euros a year. Even I could go and stay there for 15 months. Unfortunately, southern Italy is way too dry for my skin, so no. Up next, meanwhile, in the UK, a 70-year-old migrant told a 12-year-old girl to cover her head before raping her, and he spared jail. The prisons are full and the governments can't admit it, or the crime would spike. Either that or they make room for political prisoners that post mean tweets against Keir Starmer. Starmer went to meetings with sentencing councils where they decided that not all diddlers are criminals, and that they should not be going to prison. Number 15, the 73-year-old granny opens up at becoming an escort after 40 years of celibacy. It's like that last woman doing OnlyFans at any age. This New York compost story is probably paid for by her as a way to promote denture-free fellatio games. This world is going to hell in a Granny Smith handbasket. The really sad thing is that women want attention at any age, and now they're willing to say or do anything to get it. Moving on, so get this. Having high testosterone reduces your sensitivity to other people's emotions. So when a woman calls you an insensitive pig, it's time to take it as a compliment because you're being more masculine. Low testosterone also explains why so many leftist men are weak and have empathy for other people's emotions. I guess with my high T scores, that's my excuse for being such an insensitive prick. Number 17, Billie Eilish, is pissed off because she first said that America had to give the natives back their land. And then the natives from the Tongva tribe told her that her mansion was built on their ancestral lands that were actually taken from them and that she should actually give them back. Talk about first world problems. I say take it from her. It's only fair. I'd love to see the tribe trespass on her property and start putting up teepees to see what she would do. Up next, a Florida man who spent 34 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit is set to receive $1.7 million. That's it. If he were white, he'd probably get more. He should be getting at least $1 million a decade. I'd rather have the 34 years back, though. Imagine being locked up since the early 90s. I've seen white dudes get $10 million for only spending 20 years in prison. But at least he can still retire with that money if he doesn't blow it. Number 19, a woman in Meerut, India, tricked the police into cleaning a clogged open drain by claiming somebody had fallen in. Now she's under review because they had to take action. Doesn't that look so much better now? But you just know that it's going to be filthy again shortly. So now we know the government can clean things in India, but it just won't. It's also a good thing I checked this story because it's fake, and these images are all AI generated. Soon you won't know if it's real or fake anymore. Moving on, this story is true. Epstein referred to non-Jews as goyim and said that Jews make money in the market shorting them while other people have to deal with the real world. But Hebrews don't have a monopoly on manipulating markets and making money short selling. I've been selling things short and making obscene profits. But I'm not going to lie, the market makers are making it more and more difficult to make money trading. I have to react faster and be much smarter about things. Number 21, what the hell happened to Canadian women? Looks like they bought into the woke alphabet people nonsense. More so than what I see down here in the United States. Using dating apps in America is also a lot easier. I've had more matches with attractive women than I ever had in Canada. On the bright side, at least Canadian women aren't as fat from what I've seen. But the negative is that according to the Mounted Police, this is also a woman in Canada. Up next, blondes are not dumb and have the highest IQ among women. It makes me wonder who made up this lie. Probably brunettes because they're jealous of both their beauty and their brains. Also, just because blondes are naturally gifted with the highest IQ doesn't mean that they necessarily reach their full potential. Many of them just coast through life because apparently gentlemen prefer blondes. As for me, I've always preferred women with jet black hair. Number 23, here's the difference between Elvira in the 70s and Elvira in her 70s. She looks great, but too bad she's into chicks. A lot of guys are probably saying to themselves that they can fix her and that all she needs is a good dick down. Her boobs were one of the greatest magic acts from the 80s, along with the way she managed to keep her tall hair from falling down. I bet she still gets calls from Breather. Moving on, if your kid refuses to take a bath, then you might consider traumatizing him like this. A mom photoshopped roaches onto her son's photo after he refused to bathe, and now he bathes 20 times a day. I doubt he does it that much, but I bet he got the message that fear is a powerful motivator. Why isn't anyone mentioning that he's probably going to have insomnia now until the day he dies, always looking for something to move in the corner of his eye? Number 25 in the last one, Justin Trudeau destroyed Canada and ran for cover in California to be with all the other degenerates. The last time these two were seen together was on January 20th at Davos, as of scripting this video. This Grammy photo is AI-generated. Apparently he's also bought a mansion outside of Montreal recently, so I think they broke up and now he's moved back to Canada. With him running around the world with Katy Perry, I feel bad for his kids. Shouldn't a feminist like him spend his time taking care of them? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.